亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神自己的话语再一次提醒我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, God's words once again remind us.
再一次安慰我们。
Once again comfort us.
人生在世的时候无可避免。
While we are living in this world, it's inevitable.
可能很多的劳苦受烦。
Perhaps we have a lot of burdens.
很多的重担忧虑。
We have a lot of worries.
可能很多的忧伤难过。
Or we have a lot of sadness and distress.
但盼望弟兄姊妹谨记天使的宣告。
But I hope that you will remember the proclamation from the angels.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, peace to those on earth whom his favor rests.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们必须被提醒。
But brothers and sisters, please be reminded.
我们必须持守我们在神面前是蒙神喜悦的人。
We have to uphold the fact that God is pleased with us.
否则我们会在这份平安里面失落了。
Otherwise, we will be lost in this peace.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
已经进入营会的第四个信息。
Today, we are entering the fourth message of the camp.
就是警醒与谨守。
That is, be alert and self-controlled.
神盼望我们不单止成为蒙福的一群。
God hopes that not only are we a blessed group.
能够在神的恩典当中与神立约。
We can enter into a covenant in God's grace.
神更加盼望我们不单止当刚强壮胆。
God also hopes that we can be strong and courageous.
神亦都盼望我们成为警醒谨守的贵重器皿。
God also hopes that we can be alert and self-controlled.
因为黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because the night is deep and the day is dawning.
意思是主耶稣基督荣耀再来的日子更加近。
It means that the day of the second glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is nearer.
但是因为这个缘故呢，一场属灵的战争更加激烈。
And for this reason, there is a more severe spiritual battle.
所以神盼望我们，亦都吩咐我们。
Therefore, God hopes that and also commands us that.
要警醒，要谨守。
We have to be alert and self-controlled.
和大家先看几节的经文。
Let us read some verses.
旧约圣经生命记32章。45到47节。
Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32.Verses 45 to 47.
找到我们先将这段经文读出来先。
Let us read together.
摩西向以色列众人说完了这一切的话，又说，我今日所警告你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话，因为这不是虚空，与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，因这事日子得以长久。
When Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words for you, they are your life.By them, you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
我们思想的重点摆在其中两个词汇身上。
The focus of our thoughts is on two words.
一个是警告。
The first one is to teach.
第二个是谨守。
And also to keep.
将这两个词汇放在一起的时候呢，
If you put these words together,
神就提醒我们需要警醒与谨守。
God reminds us to be alert and self-controlled.
这番说话不单只是对以色列民族讲的。
This is not only spoken to the Israelites,
亦都对世上每一个属神的子民讲。
But also to everyone who belongs to God.
特别来到现在末世的末期的时候呢，
Particularly when we are coming to the end of end time.
更加对神的教会讲。
And these words are spoken to God's churches.
对神的贵重器皿讲。
And spoken to the instruments for noble purposes.Of the Lord.
对每一个天父上帝的儿女说，
To everyone of the children of the Heavenly Father.
因为这个不是与你们无关的事，
Because this is not just idle words.
乃是关乎生命的问题，
But it is relevant to your life.
乃是关乎我们能不能够享受天父上帝所赐的恩典 和福气的问题。
It is a key to whether or not we can receive the blessings from the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，为什么神要这么语重心长提醒我们呢？
Why does God have to remind us so solemnly?
因为在人类的世代当中直到如今。
Because in all the ages, human history until now.
一直到主耶稣基督荣耀再来的时候呢？
Until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有一场万世的战争从来没有停止过。
There is a worldwide warfare which has never ceased.
这场争战的对手就是神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦。
The opponent of this warfare is the devil Satan.
因为魔鬼撒旦与神的争战他已经全然失败了。
Because the devil Satan is completely defeated by God in this war.
所以这场争战的对象变成落咗喺神所爱嘅儿女身上。
So the objective of this war goes to God's children.
特别系神所爱嘅贵重器皿身上。
Particularly the instruments for noble purposes of the Lord whom God loves.
我盼望弟兄姊妹紧紧记着。
I hope that you will surely remember this.
依个世界有一个不能看见的神。
There is an invisible God in this world.
这个世界也有一个不能看见的魔鬼撒旦。
And in this world, there is an invisible devil Satan.
他是灵界的恶魔。
He is the wicked devil in the spiritual realms.
圣经形容他好像敲叫的狮子遍地游行。
The Bible describes him as the roaring lion roaming in the land.
不是看看什么风景。
He is not just admiring the scenery.
那是要寻找可吞吃的人。
But to find those whom he can devour.
意思说魔鬼撒旦把握每一个机会。
It means that the devil Satan grasps every opportunity.
他要掳掠神的子民。
He wants to captive God's children.
他一定要做一些事情。
He is determined to do something.
破坏了神的子民和神之间一个亲密无间的关系。
To destroy the intimate relationship between God's people and God.
亦都败坏他们的生命。
And also to corrupt their lives.
亦都摧毁他们的侍奉。
And to destruct their service to God.
更加要藉着他们软弱去羞辱神的名。
And also through their weaknesses to bring shame to God's name.
所以当我们看到新约圣经的时候呢？
Therefore, when we read the New Testament,
使徒保罗就语重心长提醒我们。
And he solemnly reminds us.
有一场属灵的战争我们无办法避免。
It is unavoidable that there is a spiritual warfare.
我们一定需要去面对。
We have to face it.
争战的成败得失。
The result of the war.
就影响了我们的生命的质素。
Affects the quality of our life.
影响了我们的人生。
It affects our whole life.
影响了我们的侍奉。
It affects the way we serve God.
影响了我们和神的关系。
Also affects the relationship with God.
更加当我们失败的时候，
And also when we fail,
会羞辱神的名字。
It will bring shame to God's name.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须不单止当刚强壮胆。
Therefore, not only should we be strong and courageous,
我们必须也都要警醒与谨慎。
But we should also be alert and self-controlled.
因为这个不是与我们无关的事。
Because this is not irrelevant to us.
那是关乎生死祸福的事。
But it is a matter of life and death, blessings and curses.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须谨守与警醒。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to be alert and self-controlled.
究竟谨守啲乜嘢，警醒啲乜嘢呢？
So, what should we be alert against and self-control about?
我们怎样防范魔鬼撒旦的迷惑、搅扰和破坏呢？
How should we avoid the bewilderment and destruction of the devil Satan?
我们可以从生命记的三十二章去看。
From Deuteronomy chapter 32, we can see that.
圣经形容到恶者会为我们预备了三方面的陷阱。
The Bible tells us that the evil one prepares for us three kinds of snares.
如果我们不小心的话呢？
If we are not careful,
我们会跌入这些陷阱。
Then we will fall into these snares.
跌入这些网络。
And we can fall into these traps.
我们就会在神的应许的恩典当中失落。
Then we will be lost in the promises of God.
所以盼望我们弟兄姊妹能够持守这三方面的提醒。
Therefore, I hope that we can uphold these three aspects of reminders.
第一方面是什么呢？
What is the first aspect?
在生命记的32章的第六节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 6.
那里有四个字出现了的。
There are some words.
我们都不如一起将这节经文读出来先。
Let us read this verse together.
愚昧无知的民啊，你们这样报答耶和华么？他岂不是你的父将你买来的么？ 他是制造你、建立你的。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 6. Is this the way you repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you?
弟兄们留意第一个提醒哦。
Brothers and sisters, please note the first reminder.
就是千万不要成为愚昧无知的民。
That is, we should never be foolish and unwise people.
哦，弟兄们，如果当我们成为愚昧无知的人的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, if we become foolish and unwise people,
我们就落入了魔鬼撒旦的陷阱和网罗当中。
We will fall into the traps and snares of the devil Satan.
但在整个人类历史当中直到如今呢，
But throughout the human history until now,
魔鬼撒旦一直做紧呢方面迷惑嘅工作。
The devil Satan has been doing this kind of work to deceive us.
点解魔鬼撒旦要咁样做呢？
Why does the devil Satan do this?
因为当人成为愚昧无知嘅人嘅时候咧
，Because when people become foolish and unwise people，
就会影响咗我哋同神嘅关系。
It will affect their relationship with God，
以致我哋人生亦都受到大大嘅影响。
So that their life is greatly affected，
更加危害咗侧边嘅人。
And also, it will cause harm to other people around them。
究竟乜嘢叫做愚昧无知嘅人呢
？So what are foolish and unwise people？
如果从世上人嘅角度去睇咧
，from the perspective of people in the world，
可能话啊呢个人冇乜知识，冇乜学问。
They may say that this person doesn't have much knowledge or not very well educated，
或者冇乜智慧
，or he doesn't have much intelligence。
通常我哋系咁样去评论一个人。人嘅愚昧无知。
Usually we will define foolishness and no wisdom like that.
但从神嘅角度去睇唔系咁样。
But from God's perspective is different.
从神嘅真理去睇唔系咁样睇。
From God's truth is not like that.
圣经点样去描述愚昧无知嘅人呢？
How does the Bible describe the foolish and unwise?
就系讲到冇真理嘅人。
It talks about those who do not have truth.
咩系真理？
What is the truth?
真理系神嘅道。
The truth is the word of God.
唔系一啲学说，唔系一啲嘅理论。
It is not knowledge or theory.
真理就系神所启示嘅道。
The truth is the word revealed by God.
记载咗喺我哋手头上嘅圣经里边。
It is recorded in the Bible.
呢啲系真理。
This is truth.
但如果冇咗真理嘅人呢
？But for those who don't have the truth，
成为愚昧无知嘅人
，they become foolish and unwise。
因为如果当一个人缺乏咗真理嘅时候咧
，because if a person doesn't have the truth，
第一佢冇真正认识神。
First of all， he does not truly know God。
因为为神作见证嘅就系神自己嘅真理。
Because what is bearing witness for God is His truth。
就好似主耶稣自己亲自嘅宣告
，as what the Lord Jesus Christ Himself proclaims，
给我作见证嘅就系呢本圣经。
What is bearing witness for me is this Bible.
所以如果大家不能够全面掌握神自己的真理的时候呢，
Therefore, if we cannot fully grasp the truth,
也都没有全面真正认识神自己，
Then we do not truly know God himself.
当然成为一个无知的人，
Then we become the foolish and unwise.
成为一个愚昧的人，
We become unwise.
第二方面为什么呢？
The second aspect.
因为如果没有真理的人呢，
Because those who do not have the truth,
他根本不能够分辨乜嘢叫做是非对错。
They cannot differentiate what is true and false, right and wrong.
我顶知每人世间好多扭曲咗嘅道理嘅。
There are a lot of distorted thoughts in the world.
好多人以为正嘅道理。
A lot of things that people think are correct.
其实系非常大嘅扭曲。
But they are greatly distorted.
但如果我哋冇咗神自己嘅真理嘅话咧
，But if we do not have the truth of God,
我哋根本唔能够分辨。
Then it's impossible for us to differentiate.
所以世上嘅人好容易讲呢啲说话嗬。
Therefore, people of the world can say this.
佢又啱，你又啱。
He is correct. You are also correct.
明明相反嘅道理嗬。
They are opposing views.
佢哋话大家彼此尊重。
But say we respect each other.
所以呢个世界人因为冇咗真理嘅缘故咧。
Therefore, because men do not have truth.
佢唔能够辨别是非对错嘅时候咧。
People of the world cannot tell what is right or wrong, what is true or false.
佢就成为愚昧无知嘅人。
Then they become the foolish and unwise.
第三部分咧。
Then the third aspect.
一个冇真理嘅人咧。
A person who doesn't have the truth.
佢根本唔能够分辨乜嘢叫做圣洁，乜嘢叫做污秽。
He cannot tell the difference between holiness and filthiness.
点解会咁样讲
？Why do I say that?
弟兄姊妹，因为呢个世界从来冇圣洁。
Because this world has never been holy.
自从人类犯咗罪之后咧。
Since the fall of Adam and Eve.
神喺呢个世界。
When God looked looks at this world,
在神面前已经全然败坏。
Before his eyes, everything was corrupt.
所以这个世界根本就没有圣洁。
Therefore, there is no holiness in the world.
直到神介入人类的历史当中。
Until when God intervened in man's history.
神藉着众先知、众使徒、众神的仆人。
Through the prophets, through the apostles and the servants of God.
将神的真理带入人类的历史当中的时候呢，
When God brought the truth in the human history,
从此人先知道什么叫做圣洁。
From then on, man knew what is holiness.
但弟兄姊妹，如果当我们蒙恩归主之后，
But if after our conversion,
当我们成为主贵重的器皿之后，
When we become instruments for noble purposes of the Lord,
但如果我们没有在神自己的真理里面去扎根的时候呢，
If we do not have a solid foundation through the words of God,
我们只能够按照世界人的智慧去分析。
We can only do our analysis through the wisdom of the world.
于是我们根本不知道什么是圣洁，什么是不洁。
Therefore, we do not truly know what is holiness and what is filthiness.
在神面前就成为愚昧无知的人。
Before God's eyes, we become the foolish and unwise people.
当然还有一个范畴哦。
And also, there is another aspect.
如果我们不能够掌握真理的话呢？
If we cannot grasp the truth,
我们根本很难去辨别什么是神的作为。
It is very hard for us to differentiate. What is the deeds of God?
乜嘢系撒旦嘅搅扰、迷惑同埋破坏？
What are the deceptions and destructions of Satan?
弟兄姊妹，如果冇真理嘅，辨辨唔到嘅。
It is hard for people who don't have truth for them to differentiate.
因为真理系永恒不变。
Because the truth is never changing.
但系撒旦嘅搅扰、迷惑同埋破坏咧？
But the destruction, deception, corruption of Satan
开始嘅时候
，at the beginning
系99.99%都好似真理嘅。
It's 99.99% looks like the truth.
系争少少嘅啫。
There's just a little bit of difference.
咁如果你唔能够全面掌握真理嘅时候咧
，So if you cannot grasp the truth fully，
撒旦嘅迷惑咧
，the deception of Satan。
撒旦的道理
The theories of Satan
好似神的真理
Appear to be the truth of God
好似神的作为
Appear to be the deed of God
弟兄姊妹留意我说
But please take note
是好似
Appear to be
如果完全不似
If it's completely different
大家很容易分辨
Then it's very easy for you to discern
但是好似的时候
But if it appears to be the same
就很难分辨
Then it's very hard to differentiate
当你开始的时候不能够辨别
If you cannot discern from the very beginning
经过一段长的时间
After a long period of time
几扭曲的道理
No matter how distorted the view is
几败坏的道理
Or how corrupt the view is
几违背神的道理
How opposite it is to God's truth
大家辨别不到
You cannot discern
于是我们看到为什么神要严严地提醒我们呢
Then we can see why God has to solemnly remind us
不要做愚昧无知的人
Do not be foolish and unwise
因为我们不能够掌握真理的时候呢
Because if we cannot grasp the truth
很多事情我们不能够辨别
There are a lot of things that we cannot discern.
当然当我们不能够掌握真理的时候呢
And also when we cannot grasp the truth
不单止成为愚昧无知的人
Not only do we become foolish and unwise people
也都带来很可怕的后果
And also we will bring about terrible consequences
可怕的后果是什么呢
What are the terrible consequences?
第一是破坏了我们和神之间的关系
First of all, it destroys the relationship between us and God
如果弟兄姊妹有留意圣经里面的记载
If you have taken notice of the records in the Bible
本来当神创造人类的时候
In the beginning when God created mankind
神和人之间是一个亲密无间的关系
There was an intimate relationship between man and God
但是何时当人离弃了真理的时候
But when people turned their back to the truth
就是他和神之间的关系疏离
It is the time when the relationship with God is alienated.
亚当夏娃之所以堕落
The reason for Adam and Eve to fall
就是离弃了真理开始产生的后果
was because they depart from the truth.
因为神明明很清楚的宣告
because God clearly proclaimed to them
你吃的日子你必定死
The day when you eat the fruit you will surely die
这个是神的真理
This is God's truth
撒旦说什么呢
What did Satan say?
你吃的日子不一定死
The day you eat this you will not surely die
差一个不字而已
There is only the addition of not
但是当真理开始不能够掌握持守的时候呢
But when they start to fail to grasp the truth,
有一件事情会发生。
Something will happen.
就是人的思想观念就开始扭曲了。
That is, men's thoughts and their concepts start to be distorted.
所以如果弟兄姊妹留意在创世纪第六章的记载。
Therefore, if you have noticed in the records of Genesis chapter 6,
当人失去了真理的时候呢?
When men lost the truth,
圣经形容那个世代的人思想尽都是恶。
The Bible describes the people in that generation. Every inclination of their thought was only evil all the time.
但因为思想尽都是恶的时候呢?
Because when every inclination of their thought was only evil all the time,
带来一个非常可怕的后果。
There is a very serious consequence.
就是他所作的一切都会尽都是恶。
And everything that he does is evil all the time.
于是人神之间的关系就彻底的破裂。
Therefore, the relationship between God and man is completely alienated.
所以弟兄姊妹不用奇怪一件的事情。
Therefore, please don't be surprised.
这个世代有千千万万的基督圣徒。
There are thousands upon thousands of Christians in the world.
但很多基督圣徒和神之间的关系非常非常的疏离。
But a lot of Christians, their relationship is very distant with God.
原因就是缺乏了真理。
The reason is that they lack the truth.
所以耶稣基督讲了一句非常重要的经文。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ made a very important statement.
我就是道路、真理和生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不藉着我，没人能够到父那里去。
If not through me, no one can go to the Father.
所以我们不单止要靠着耶稣基督的十字架。
Therefore, we do not only have to rely on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
靠着十字架得生命，
and through the cross we can attain life，
亦都需要靠着十字架得真理。
But also through the cross we have to attain the truth，
我们才能够去到那位圣洁、公义、慈爱的神面前。
Then we can come before the holy, righteous and loving God。
所以愚昧无知带来很可怕的后果。
Therefore foolishness, no wisdom bring about very serious consequences。
与神的关系疏离。
The relationship with God is alienated。
当然缺乏真理还有第二方面的后遗症。
And also there is a second aspect of consequence for lacking in truth。
就是我们所作的一切呢，可能不是侍奉神。
It is that everything that we do, perhaps is not serving God,
而是得罪神。
But to offend God.
弟兄们，我们知道侍奉神有一个最基本的基础。
We all know that there is a basic reason for us to serve God.
就是凡神所教训我们的都教训他们遵守。
And whatever God teaches us, we teach others to obey.
所以我们的生活、行事、为人和侍奉呢？
Therefore, the way we conduct ourselves and the way we serve,
都按照神的心意的时候呢？
Should be according to the will of God.
这个叫做侍奉神。
Then this is called serving God.
但是如果当我们的生活、行事、为人、侍奉不是按照神的真理的时候呢？
But if the way we conduct our lives and the way we serve God is not according to the truth,
这个叫做得罪神。
Then it is a sin against God.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么神要严严地提醒我们呢？
That's why God has to remind us solemnly.
因为这个世代当中，很多人以为侍奉紧神。
Because in this world, there are a lot of people think that they are serving God.
但是当所作的不是按真理而作的话呢？
But if what they do is not according to the truth,
变成是得罪神。
Then they are sinning against God.
越做得多越得罪神多。
The more they do, the more they sin against God.
越做得大越得罪神大。
The more major work they do, the more they sin against God.
为什么神责备老底家教会？
Why did God rebuke the church of Laodicea?
因为他们以为自己发财了，富足了。
Because they think they are rich and they lack nothing.
样样都有了。
They have everything.
几多个事工？
How many ministries?
几多个侍奉？
How many areas to serve in God?
几多个聚会？
How many gatherings?
但主耶稣说，
But the Lord Jesus says,
其实你是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
You are poor, blind and naked.
是一无所有。
You don't have anything.
当大家看到主耶稣继续讲落去嘅时候，就明白。
We can understand when we see what the Lord Jesus Christ said following.
主耶稣话：我在门外叩门。
The Lord Jesus says, "I'm knocking at the door."
听到我声音开门嘅。 我就要进到他那里去。
Those who hear my voice and open the door, I will go in with him.
换句话讲
，In other words,
末世嘅老底加教会
，The Church of Laodicea and the End Times.
最大嘅危机系乜嘢咧
？What is the greatest crisis?
缺乏咗神嘅话
，The lack of word of God.
所以当我哋如果冇咗神嘅真理嘅话咧
，Therefore, if we do not have the truth of God,
可能我哋好多人以为做得对嘅事
，Perhaps we are doing a lot of things that are right in the eyes of man,
却正正在得罪神。
But they are sin against God.
当然，第三方面嘅严重嘅后果系乜嘢咧
？What is the third aspect of serious consequence?
因为当我哋冇真正掌握真理嘅话
，If we do not truly grasp the truth,
我哋以为引导一啲人嚟到神面前
，We think that we are leading some people before God.
但因为冇真理嘅缘故
，But because of the lack of truth,
其实做嘅效果系刚刚相反。
The result of what we do is just the opposite.
所以主耶稣责备假冒为善嘅法利赛人。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes the Pharisees who are hypocrites.
他们走遍洋海陆地勾引人入教
They rebuke them as going to every corner of the world to deceive people, to get people into the religion
却叫他作地狱之子
But make them to be sons of hell
弟兄姊妹我们今天就生活在一个很可怜的世代当中
Now we are living in this pitiful generation
很多时候我们说想引导人来到主耶稣基督的面前
Very often we say that we want to lead them before the Lord Jesus Christ
来到这位慈爱的天父上帝面前
To come before the merciful heavenly father
成为蒙恩蒙福蒙拯救的一群
For them to receive grace and mercy and salvation
但如果没有真你的话
But if we do it without the truth,
就会产生非常非常大的误导作用
Then we will be misleading them.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样看的时候呢
So if we can look at this like that,
神为什么要提醒我们警醒谨守呢
Why does God have to remind us to be alert and self-controlled?
因为当我们缺乏圣经真理的时候呢
Because if we lack the Bible truths,
我们会成为愚昧无知的人
We will become unwise and foolish people.
我们不单止不能够分辨而且我们会做错很多的事情
Not only can we not discern And also we will do a lot of things wrong
所以我会鼓励弟兄姊妹
Therefore I encourage you brothers and sisters
当我们与神立约作主贵重器皿的时候
When we enter into a covenant To be instruments for the Lord's noble purposes
也是我们竭力开始追求圣经真理的时刻
It is also the moment When we make all efforts To pursue the truth of the Bible
因为我们要做贵重的器皿
Because we want to be instruments for noble purposes.
我们不要做卑贱的器皿。
We don't want to be instruments for ignoble purposes.
我们要做圣洁的器皿。
We want to be instruments for holy purposes.
我们不要做不洁的器皿。
We do not want to be instruments of filthiness.
我们要做合乎主用的器皿。
We want to be instruments suitable for the master's use.
而不做神所使用的器皿。
We don't want to be instruments not used by the Lord.
所以我会鼓励弟兄姊妹
Therefore, I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
已经被基督的爱感动
You have been compelled by Christ's love.
已经与神立约
You have entered into a covenant with God.
开始好好睇神自己嘅话
You should start to read God's word diligently.
带着饥渴慕义嘅心
With desiring and longing heart.
带着爱慕主嘅心
With a heart of longing for the Lord.
带着回报主爱嘅心
With a heart to repay the Lord's love.
给弟兄姊妹少少要求啊
I want to give you my little requirement
其实我内心都有些挣扎
There are some struggles
要求高
If I set the target too high
弟兄姊妹就觉得高不可攀
You will think it's too high to reach
要求低
If I set the target too low
又没什么作用
Then it's not of much use
要求弟兄姊妹最少一日看一章的圣经
I want to request you to read one chapter of Bible per day
其实一点都不难
It is not difficult at all
其实当我们越爱慕神的时候
The more we love God
我们会觉得太少
We will find it too little
当然弟兄姊妹如果你可以一日看三章的话
If you can read three chapters per day
就是更加是一件美事
Then it's a better thing
好像玛利亚一样
Like Mary
得到上好的福分
Could get what's the best
为什么有这样的要求呢
Why do I have this requirement.
因为要掌握真理，冇其他路径。
Because there is no other path to grasp the truth.
只有恒常嘅付上代价。
You have to constantly pay the price.
依靠圣灵大能嘅工作咧。
And rely on the mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
去掌握神自己嘅道。
To grasp the way of the Lord.
神嘅话系灵系生命。
God's word is spirit, is life.
佢会经过一段嘅时间咧。
After a period of time.
进入我哋嘅生命里面。
Can enter into our life.
盼望弟兄姊妹，如果一日睇三章嘅话咧。
Therefore, I hope that if you can read three chapters per day.
一年就睇完一次圣经。
Then you can finish the whole Bible in one year.
十年就睇完十次。
In 10 years, you will finish the Bible 10 times.
你一定成为一个贵重嘅器皿。
Then you will certainly become an instrument for noble purposes.
因为你有神嘅道喺里面。
Because you have God's word in you.
所以与神立约作主贵重嘅器皿唔难。
It is not difficult to enter into a covenant to be an instrument for God's noble purposes.
是神的恩典，神的怜悯。
It is God's grace and God's mercy.
是神的寻找，是神的呼召。
It's a result of God's search for us and God's calling.
是完完全全神的工作。
It is completely the work of God.
但爱慕、渴慕、追求神的话呢？
But to have a desire and longing to pursue God's word.
却是你和我当尽的责任。
It is your responsibility and mine.
不过我会提醒弟兄姊妹。
But I will remind you, brothers and sisters.
不会后悔。
It is something that you will never regret.
经过一段漫长的日子，
After a long period of time,
你发觉当神的话进入了你生命当中的时候，
You will discover that when God's word enters into your life,
你这个人再不一样，
You are no longer the same.
你讲的说话不一样，
The words that you say are different.
你的态度行事为人不一样，
Your attitudes and the way you conduct yourselves is different.
你的思想观念不一样，
Your thoughts, your concepts are different.
你整个人生不一样，
Your whole life is different.
一个真正丰盛的人生，
This is a truly rich and abundant life.
由得着神的道开始，
Starting from attaining the word of God.
第二个陷阱是什么呢？
What is the second trap?
是敬拜别神。
It is worshipping foreign gods.
在生命记32章第16节，
In Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 16,
我们找到，我们都一起读出来啊。
We read together.
敬拜别神，触动神的愤恨，行可憎恶的事，惹了他的怒气。
They made him jealous with their foreign gods and angered him with their detestable idols.
我们再读埋21节。
Let us read verse 21.
他们以那不算为神的触动我的愤恨，以虚无的神惹了我的怒气，我也要以那不成子民的触动他们的愤恨，与愚昧的国民惹了他们的怒气。
They made me jealous by what is no god and angered me with their worthless idols. I will make them envious by those who are not a people. I will make them angry by a nation that has no understanding.
弟兄姊妹，神在第二方面严严提醒我们是什么事呢？
Brothers and sisters, the second aspect that God solemnly reminds us,
我们需要谨守警醒的是什么事呢？
It is something that we have to be alert against and be self-controlled of.
就是千万不可以敬拜别神。
That is, we should never worship foreign gods.
敬拜别神有两个层面的意义。
There are two levels of meaning in worshipping foreign gods.
当然，一方面是讲到我们敬拜假神偶像。
First level is that we worship false gods and idols.
我相信表面上每一个基督圣徒都不会这样做。
On the surface, I think no Christian saint would do that.
但是很多时候我们将一些人事物取代了神的位置的时候呢，
But sometimes if we use other people, material or other events to replace God,
这个成为另类的敬拜别神。
Then this is another form of worshipping idols.
弟兄姊妹，非常非常容易发生的。
This happens very frequently.
因为我们仍然在一个未得赎的身体里面。
Because we are still in the unredeemed bodies.
很多时候我们人生的取向和追求呢，
Very often our inclinations and what we pursue,
往往因为我们的肉体情欲的限制，
Because of the limitations of our flesh,
有一些人，有一些事，有一些物质，
There are things, people and materials,
我们看得比神更加重要。
We regard regard them more important than God.
於是呢啲嘅人事物質
then these people, materials and things
就取代咗神嘅位置
replaced the place of God.
成為我一生最大嘅追求
they become the greatest pursuits of our life.
成為我一生最大嘅渴望
they become the greatest desires of our life.
呢個叫做敬拜別神
this is called worshipping foreign gods.
但當喺咁嘅處境嘅時候咧
but in this situation,
我哋同神自己嘅關係就一定疏離
then we will surely have a distant relationship with God.
因為神嘅要求非常之清楚
because God's requirement is very clear.
以色列啊，你要聽
Israel, listen.
第一要緊嘅
the most important thing.
你要盡心盡性爱主你嘅神
，Love God your Lord with your heart and with all your soul。
属神嘅天国子民
t h e people of the heavenly kingdom。
第一优先嘅系乜嘢咧
？What is the first priority？
心中尊神为大
，and they exalt God。
其他所有嘅都系神赐俾我哋嘅恩典
Everything else are blessings given by God。
我哋应该做神百般恩典嘅好管家。
We should be good stewards of all the blessings from God。
而唔系将呢啲神所赐嘅恩典成为我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
And we should not treat these blessings from God as our God.
因为如果系陷入咁嘅情况嘅时候咧
，Because if we fall into this situation，
我哋同神嘅关系疏离
，then our relationship with God will become distant。
我哋嘅人生亦都会产生非常非常多嘅问题。
And there will be a lot of problems in our life。
好多人。就是将这个优先次序摆错了
Many people make a mistake in the priority
他不知道要先将神摆在第一位
They don't know that they have to put God first
所有其他所作的一切事情呢
Everything that they do
才能够真正在一切的恩典和丰盛当中
Can be in the abundance and grace of God
举个例子给大家明白一下
I give you an example to illustrate
有个弟兄曾经作一个见证
There was a brother in Christ who made this testimony
刚信主啫。
He was a newly converted Christian.
佢好多时候花咗好多时间翻到教会，去到聚会当中。
Very often he would spend a lot of time to go to church to attend a lot of gatherings.
佢又去敬拜，佢又去查经。
He went to the Sunday service and went to Bible study classes.
佢又去参加祷告会。
He went to the prayer meetings.
佢又参与一啲嘅侍奉。
And he participated in serving the Lord.
当时佢太太未信主。
At that time his wife was not yet a believer.
佢曾经发出呢个怨言啊
，and he was complaining。
哇，点解你信主耶稣信到咁啊
？Why you like that after you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ？
将你个神摆咗喺第一位啊
！You put your God as the first priority。
好似为咗神嘅缘故咧
，for the sake of God，
有啲嘢都摆低咗。
You have leave a lot of things aside。
啊，咁你唔系要成日顾住我哋咩
？Should you not spend time with us？
带住我哋出去吃喝玩乐咩
？And takes us out to have happy times to eat and drink？
俾我哋感受到幸福吗
？For us to feel happy，
当时呢个丈夫回应呢个未信主嘅太太。
At that time, the husband responded like this to the wife。
佢嘅分享我自己好深印象。
His sharing has a lot of impact on me。
佢话。我为什么要回到教会
The reason why I should go to church
因为我要亲近这位我的主我的神
Because I want to draw near to my God and my Lord
为什么
Why
因为我爱你
Because I love you
也都爱我的家
And I love my family
也都爱我的儿女
And love my children
但在我未信主之前
But before my conversion
我想爱我爱不到
I wanted to love but I could not
根本我们无能为力
Then I was powerless
我不能够真正的爱你们
I could not truly love you.
但今天我认识了这位生命的救主。
But today I know this Savior and Lord.
我知道一件事情。
I know one thing.
当我如果真的愿意去到这位怜悯的主的面前的时候。
When I'm willing to come before this merciful God.
我能够得到生命的力量。
I can have the strength of life.
我能够得到基督耶稣的爱。
I can attain the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
去真正的爱你。
To truly love you.
真正爱我这个家。
To truly love my family
真正爱我的儿女
to truly love my children
弟兄姊妹他的太太当时真是醒觉过来
at that time his wife became aware
不单止不再埋怨
she did not complain anymore
他开始跟他回教会
and also she started going to church with him
他要看看这个究竟是什么神
she wanted to see what kind of God that is
为什么能够改变我的丈夫
why could this God change my husband
他的太太都蒙恩归主
at the end she refused receive the grace of salvation as well.
这个见证提醒我们一件事情。
This testimony reminds us one thing.
真正的福气由来到神面前开始。
True blessing starts from coming before God.
如果没有将神摆在第一位的时候呢?
If we don't put God as the first priority,
根本我们无能为力。
Then we are powerless.
做不到我们应该做的事情。
We can't do the things that we should do.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
敬拜别神的第一个层面是将其他事情取代了神的位置。
The first level of worshipping foreign gods is taking other things to replace the priority of God.
但敬拜别神还有另外一方面的层面是什么呢?
But there is another level of worshipping foreign gods.
就是本来我们要依靠信靠这位天地的主天地的神。
That is, we should put our trust in this Lord of heaven and earth and God of heaven and earth.
但很多时候我们信靠了其他方面。
But very often, we rely on other things instead.
在这里和大家看一段经文。
Let us read a verse.
是旧约圣经以赛亚书。31章1到3节
is the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 31, verses 1 to 3.
我哋揾到，我哋都一齐将几节经文读出嚟啊
！Let us read them together.
祸灾那些下埃及求帮助的，是因仰赖马匹，倚靠甚多的车辆，并倚靠强壮的马兵，却不仰望以色列的圣者，也不求问耶和华。其实耶和华有智慧。他必降灾祸，并不反悔自己的话，却要兴起攻击那作恶之家，又攻击那作业帮助人的。埃及人不过是人，并不是神，他们的牙不过是血肉，并不是灵。耶和华一伸手，那帮助人的必半跌。那受帮助的也必跌倒，都一同灭亡。
Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in the multitude of their chariots and in the great strength of their horsemen, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord. Yet he too is wise and can bring disaster. He does not take back his words.He will rise up against the house of the wicked, against those who help evildoers. But the Egyptians are men and not God. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, he who helps will stumble. He who is helped will fall.Both will perish together.
哦，弟兄姊妹留意三节经文带俾我哋一个好宝贵嘅提醒。
Brothers and sisters, these three verses give us a very precious reminder.
敬拜别神嘅另外一方面嘅层面系乜嘢呢
？The other level of worshipping foreign gods
就系当我哋人生有困难、有挑战、有缺乏嘅时候。
Is that when we encounter difficulties, challenges?And when we are in need in our lives,
可能我们会依靠一些人
perhaps we will rely on some people,
或者一些事
or some things,
或者一些方法
or some ways,
而不是是专一仰望以色列的圣者
and not trusting in God, the Holy One of Israel alone.
弟兄姊妹，这是神非常非常不喜悦的
This is something which displeases God a lot.
世上的人好像当年的以色列民族一样
People in the world are like the Israelite nation.
当他们面对祸患的时候呢
When they faced calamities,
他们去到埃及求帮助
They went to Egypt to seek help.
他们依靠那些军兵、马匹、车辆
They relied on the armies, horses, and chariots.
却不仰望以色列的圣者，也不求问耶和华。
They did not rely on the Holy One of Israel and did not trust in the Lord Jehovah.
跟住你睇第二节，睇到第三节嘅时候，就睇到神嘅震怒。
And also in verses 2 and 3, you can see the wrath of God.
换句话讲，神提醒我哋嗬。
In other words, God reminds us.
喺我哋人生活咗一段岁月咧。
In the days while we are alive in this world.
无论喺生活喺侍奉当中。
No matter is about our life.Our daily living or our service to God.
我们都无可避免会遇到一些困难，一些缺乏。
It's inevitable that we will encounter difficult times or times of need.
是神所容许的。
It is something allowed by God.
因为神要用这些环境来试验，也都试炼我们的信心。
Because God wants to use these circumstances to test our faith.
我们真是一群向高山举目的人吗？
Are we the people that lift our eyes to the hills?
我们一群专一仰望耶和华的人。 人吗？
Are we those looking to God for help solely?
如果是的话，
If that is the case,
我们就感恩。
Then we give thanks to God.
因为人非有信，不能够得到神的喜悦。
Because without faithfulness, no one can please God.
当我们专一信靠神的时候呢？
Because when we only trust in God alone,
凡事定睛在祂身上的时候呢？
And put our eyes on Him,
神喜悦。
God is pleased with us.
但相反来说，
But on the contrary,
当我们不自觉去依靠了一些人、一些物质、一些方法的时候呢，
When we rely on other people, other methods than the materials,
就会成为敬拜别神的人。
Then we will become people who worship foreign idols.
弟兄姊妹，这个陷阱是非常非常容易陷下去的。
This is a snare which we easily fall into.
所以求主帮助我们。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
怎样能够不陷入这个陷阱当中呢？
How can we avoid falling into this snare?
一个方法非常简单。
There is one simple method.
因为信靠神唯一的途径是什么呢？
What is the only way of trusting in God?
专一信靠神唯一的行动是什么呢？
What is the action of relying on God alone?
弟兄姊妹，可以回答我。
You can answer me.
就是祷告。
That is by praying.
就是祷告，祷告再祷告。
That is praying, praying and praying.
你信靠神有几多？
How much you rely on God?
你的祷告有几多？
Then how much your praying is?
你信靠神的心有几大？
How much you rely on God?
你的祷告有几深入？
Then how deep your prayer is?
信心真正的反应不是在嘴巴上。
The true reflection of faith is not on your lips.
信心真正的反应在祷告上。
The true reflection of your faith is on your prayer.
所以我鼓励每一个作主贵重器皿啊。
Therefore, I encourage you being instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
人生无办法避免很多的艰难缺乏。
That in this life is inevitable that we have to face times of difficulties and when we are in need.
但盼望弟兄姊妹能够警醒与谨守。
But I hope that you can be alert and be self-controlled.
艰难来了，挑战来了。
When problems come, when challenges come,
就是祷告的时间。
Then it is the time for praying.
天父在这里。
The Heavenly Father is here.
主耶稣基督在这里。
The Lord Jesus Christ is here.
他等待我们去祷告，去仰望。
They are waiting for us to pray and to put our trust in them.
特别鼓励弟兄姊妹哦。
Particularly, I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters.
是同心合一的祈祷。
When we pray with one accord,
使徒行传圣灵降临的时候，
In the book of Acts, it tells us that when the Holy Spirit was sent to us,
教会成立，
the church was established.
教会成立的时候就是祷告会的时候。
When the church was established, it was the time of praying.
120人的教会，
the church of 120 people.
120个人的祷告会，
a prayer meeting of 120 people.
跟着在以后的岁月当中，
and then in the following years,
他们亲眼看见神的荣耀，
they saw with their own eyes the glory of God.
一场的聚会，
in a gathering,
3000人信主，
3000 people were converted.
一次的聚会，
in a gathering,
5000人的信主，
5000 people were converted.
当彼得、当保罗、当西拉在监牢里面的时候，
when Paul, Peter and Silas were in prison,
教会就是切切为他们祈祷。
The church prayed for them fervently.
当时地就震动。
At that time, there was violent shaking on the ground.
监狱的门打开了。
And the prison's doors flung open.
锁住他们的锁链脱落了。
The chains were all broken.
天使将他们引领离开监牢。
The angels took them out of the prison.
神的工作。
That's God's work.
神为什么工作？
Why did God work?
因为教会的祈祷。
Because of the prayers of the church.
因为弟兄姊妹的祈祷。
Because of the prayers of brothers and sisters.
好可惜在这个世代当中呢，
Sadly, in this generation,
我们很难很难经历这方面的神迹。
It's hard for us to experience this aspect of miracle.
因为末世的教会最最缺乏的。
Because what is most lacking in churches of end times,
不是金钱，不是物质。
It's not money or materials.
不是人数。
It's not number of people.
不是事工，不是聚会。
It's not ministries or activities.
不是恩赐，不是能力。
It's not gifts or power.
最缺乏的是 祈祷。
What is most lacking is praying.
神嘅殿系万民祷告嘅殿。
The God's house is the house of prayer of people.
教会嘅主系祷告嘅主。
The Lord of the church is the Lord of prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我哋逃避呢个敬拜别神嘅陷阱嘅时候咧
，Therefore, if we want to avoid the snare of worshipping foreign gods,
弟兄姊妹，我哋争取同其他嘅肢体
，Brothers and sisters, make every opportunity
能够喺埋一齐祷告。
To pray with other brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，我哋一定会经历神。
Then we will certainly experience God.
因为呢个系神自己亲自嘅应许。
Because this is the promise from God Himself.
喺度同大家睇一节嘅经文啊。
Let us read a verse.
睇下主耶稣基督嘅应许。
Let us look at the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
马太福音十八章第十九节同埋二十节。
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 19 and 20.
我哋揾到，我哋一齐读下。
Let us read together.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
所以求主帮助我们。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
警醒与谨守两个原则。
The two principles of being alert and self-controlled.
第一个原则叫偶像去吧。
The first principle is to tell the idol away from me.
第二个原则是专一仰望以色列嘅圣者。
The second one is to trust entirely on the Holy One of Israel.
仰望呢位十字架上曾经被杀嘅羔羊。
And put your trust in the Lamb on the cross who was slain for us.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
第三个陷阱咧。
The third snare.
神亦都切切喺《生命记》里边提醒我哋。
God has also solemnly reminded us in Deuteronomy.
喺《生命记》嘅三十二章。我哋睇第二十节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, let us read verse 20.
我哋要防备一啲乖僻嘅族类。
We have to keep watch over the perverse.
生命记三十二章二十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 20.
我哋揾到，我哋一齐读下。
Let us read together.
我要向他们掩面，看他们的结局如何。他们本是极乖僻的族类，心中冇诚实的儿女。
I will hide my face from them, he said, and see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children who are unfaithful.
弟兄姊妹，二十节嘅经文记载咗喺圣经几千年。
Brothers and sisters, this verse is recorded in the Bible for a few thousand years.
到新约圣经嘅时候，宗师徒同样一而再、再而三嘅提醒。
Until the New Testament time, the apostles time and time again reminded them.
但我哋发觉去到末世嘅时候咧
，But we find that now when we come to the end times,
我哋好少被教导去防备乖僻嘅族类。
It is rare for us to be taught to keep guard against the perverse generation.
乜嘢系乖僻嘅族类咧
？What is the perverse generation?
如喺旧约嘅时候咧
，In the Old Testament time,
好清楚佢哋系以色列人嚟。
It's very clear that they are Israelites.
他们表面上是神的选民。
On the surface, they were the chosen people of God.
不单止这样。
Not only that.
可能他们的身份还是祭司，还是先知。
They may have the identity of being priests or prophets.
所以在旧约的时候会常常提醒到。
Therefore, in Old Testament time, there is always this reminder.
会防备那些假祭司、假先知。
To guard against the false priests and false prophets.
他们表面上是属神的子民。
On the surface, they were people of God.
表面上是侍奉神的人。
On the surface, they were people serving God.
但其实他们是乖僻的族类。
But in fact, they were perverse generation.
究竟乖僻的族类做了什么呢?
What did the perverse generation do?
其实他是引导属神的子民离开神。
They were leading the people who belong to God to go away from God.
罪神
to sin against God,
誤導人
and mislead others,
成為愚昧無知的民族
for them to become foolish and unwise,
成為愚昧無知的人
to become foolish and unwise people and nation.
這些乖僻的族類背後的主人是誰呢?
What is the true master of the perverse generation?
其實是魔鬼神
It is the devil Satan.
所以到新約聖經的時候呢
Therefore, in the New Testament time,
如果大家有留意十三封的保羅書信
if you have noticed the 13 epistles from Paul,
你有留意每一个使徒的书信
if you have noticed every epistle from the other apostles,
他们很多时候都会提这方面的层面
very often they will bring awareness of this aspect.
旧约的时候有假先知有假祭司
in the Old Testament time, there were false prophets and false priests.
同样来到新约时代来到教会时代的时候
similarly, in the New Testament time and in the age of the church,
都同样出现
The same problem still exists.
而且更多的出现。
And also, they exist even more frequently.
当然他们的名称就改变了。
But of course, they have got different names.
他们会被称为牧师传道长老。
They are called ordained pastors or elders.
或者基督圣徒。
Or Christian saints.
表面上有这些名称。
On the surface, they have all these titles.
但他们真正的身份和行动不是这样。
But it's different from what is seen in their true identity and their true deeds.
所以在新約聖經裡面用使徒常常教導我們要小心防範
Therefore, in the New Testament, the apostles always remind us to be careful and to be on the guard
要警醒要緊守
to be alert and to be self-controlled
亦都要辨別
and also to have the discernment
因為如果我們不能夠辨別的時候
Because if we don't have the discernment
他們就會帶來很大的殺傷力和破壞力
They will bring a lot of destructive power
弟兄姊妹我們看到末世教會的境況就是落在这样的危机当中
We can see that the church at the end times fall into this situation.
我经常跟很多弟兄姊妹分享
I often share with brothers and sisters.
在过去的世代教会当中虽然有软弱
In the past generations of the church, although they did have weaknesses.
但不是软弱到这样的地步
But it's not up to this stage.
如果弟兄姊妹留意在现今世代很多教会的境况
If you have noticed a lot of phenomena in other churches.
成为世俗化的教会
They become secular.
成为物质化的教会
They become materialized
成为政治化的教会
They become politicized
成为商业化的教会
They become commercialized
甚至乎成为罪恶化的教会
And they are rampant in sins
很多很多这些情况出现
A lot of such situations occur
起初不是这样的
It was not like that in the beginning
但因为没有防范这些乖僻的族类的时候
But because there is no awareness of this perverse generation
给他们有机会在教会做了很多误导的工作
That would be loophole for them to do a lot of misleading work
于是教会就一路每况愈下
That's why the situation of the churches come lower and lower
所以我会提醒在座当中每一个作主贵重的器皿
Therefore I remind everyone of the instrument for the Lord's noble purposes
因为我自己都是过来人
Because I have also experienced this
当我与神立约之后
After I entered into a covenant with God
我会有个很单纯的心志
with a pure and sincere heart
有个很渴慕的心志去追求
with a longing desire I would pursue
但是弟兄姊妹必须小心
but you have to be careful
你所遇到的牧者
the pastors that you meet with
究竟是不是从神而来的牧者
are they the pastors from God
定义是乖僻的族类
or do they belong to the perverse generation
如果你不能够辨别的话呢
ifYou don't have the discernment.
十年之后出来的结果
The result after 10 years.
就天渊之别
There will be a very great deal of difference.
跟从神的牧者的人
Those who follow the pastors who follow God.
他会成为神的真工人
They will become the true workers of God.
但跟随错了的人呢
But if they follow the wrong people.
他会成为另类的乖僻的族类
They will become a part of the perverse generation.
继续瞎子领瞎子
It will continue with the situation of the blind leading the blind.
弟兄姊妹，所以为什么神要教导我们从圣经当中去掌握真理呢
Why does God teach us to grasp the truth from the Bible?
因为有真理才能够辨别
Because only when we have the truth, then we can have the discernment.
不是从一个人的地位、名称、侍奉上去辨别他
It's not from a person's status, title, or what ministries he does.
是从他的生命真理和神的关系上辨别他。
And you have to discern him from his truth, his life, and the relationship with God.
更加从他的生活上去辨别他。
And from the way he conducts himself in daily life.
所以如果大家有留意四福音里面，
If you have noticed in the four Gospels,
主耶稣教导我们一而再，再而三怎样去看。
The Lord Jesus Christ, time and time again, teaches us how to discern.
因为到末世的时候，
Because during the end times,
真系好多乖僻嘅族类会进入教会当中。
A lot of people belonging to the perverse generation will enter into different churches.
我以一段经文作为呢个信息嘅结束。
I will conclude this message.
同大家睇《使徒行传》
The Book of Acts,
二十章
Chapter 20,
由28节到30节。
Let us read verses 28 to 30.
我当年睇到呢段经文嘅时候，我自己都好震撼。
In that year, when I read this passage, I was profoundly shaken.
这段经文是使徒保罗即将要进入耶路撒冷殉道的时候讲。
This is what Paul said before he went to Jerusalem to be martyred for the Lord.
当中非常宝贵的提醒。
There is a very precious reminder.
我们一起慢慢读出来。
Let us read together.
圣灵立你们作全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。就是你们中间，也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引门徒跟从他们。
Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will rise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹，我们在神的话语当中被提醒。
So I hope that we can all be reminded through God's word.
我们是蒙福的一群，我们知道了。
We all know that we are blessed people.
我们应当刚强壮胆，我们知道了。
We should be strong and courageous. We all know that.
但我们也同时需要警醒与谨守。
But at the same time, we should be alert and self-controlled.
我们不要做愚昧无知的人。
We don't want to be people who are foolish and unwise.
我们不要做敬拜别神的人。
We don't want to be people who worship foreign gods.
我们不要受乖僻族类影响的人。
We don't want to be affected by the perverse generation.
求神给我们有属灵的眼光和智慧看这个世代。
May the Lord give us spiritual insight how to make discernments in this world.
看到魔鬼撒旦一切的奸狡的作为。
To see the deceptive work of the devil Satan.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
我们今天活在一个歪曲背谋的世代当中。
We are living in a perverse world.
也都是魔鬼撒旦张牙舞爪的世代当中。
And it is also a place where Satan is displaying his power.
所以你提醒我们要警醒与谨守。
Therefore, you remind us to be alert and self-controlled.
如果我们不能够警醒，不能够谨守的话，
If we cannot be alert and self-controlled,
我们会落入魔鬼撒旦的陷阱和网络当中。
We'll fall into the traps and snares of the devil Satan.
求真理的圣灵常常提醒我们。
May the spirit of truth always remind us.
我们要常常防备。
We have to be always on the guard.
常常警醒。
We have always to be alert.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer and thanksgiving and petition in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.